Well, welcome everybody. Episode 26 of Playing with Perspective, the Suspended Animation Podcast. Now, the topic of today is what's happening to the wedding industry in this time and what can we do about it? And we have Kerry Wood from Lux Unforgettable Events in the Suspended Animation Studio. How are you, Kerry?
Hello, Darren. Thank you for having me on. I'm well and very happy to be here with you today.
It is my pleasure. Now, for everybody out there that's wondering who Kerry is, but I'm sure lots of people know who Kerry is, Lux Unforgettable Events, experienced and savvy team, understands that every wedding or successful special event must have unique characteristics and be delivered in an unforgettable way. This Sydney-based wedding planning, styling, and event specialist service partners only with premium suppliers and venues on behalf of their clients. The Lux Unforgettable Events team is led by director Kerry Wood. Now, Kerry's creative expertise as a wedding planner and event specialist is soundly supported by over 25 years of successful operation in marketing, communication, and events management at senior levels across a wide range of government, corporate, commercial, NGO organizations, and not-for-profit organizations, as well as private clients. Kerry and her team develops and delivers creative and cost-effective activations and unforgettable wedding days that become treasured memories. So welcome, Kerry.
My goodness, Darren, that's quite an introduction.
I had to practice that a couple of times.
I hope we can live up to the intro. We'll call it a day there, shall we?
Yes, absolutely. So really nice to have you today. And I'm really looking forward to this discussion because, you know, I, being a photographer as well, I come from the events space. Mm-hmm. And I'm seeing, you know, the event space being extremely disrupted at the moment. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing, you know, all sorts of different ideas and posts about what's happening to the wedding industry, what's happening to the events industry. So we're going to be chatting today all about weddings, how to be innovative in a time that requires positivity and creativity. And you've done a lot of work in this area. So I'm really looking forward to getting into some of these strategies and ideas that you are going to share with us today. But before we get into that, maybe just tell us a bit about you and then we'll answer some questions and go from there.
Thank you for that, Darren. It's very kind of you to ask me to speak. Basically, who's Kerry? Kerry is someone who has worked across marketing communications in the event space for well over 25 years now. Oh. And the skill sets that I have actually developed over the years is actually what we bring to the table as it relates to the wedding planning, styling, logistics, and coordination of a wedding day. So the combination of experience across creative, logistics, the on-the-day, the delivery, the supplier, vendor, and venue pipelines and channels, all of these go into a making up of a seamless wedding day at the end of the day. And as I say, moving forward, with the skill sets that I bring to the table, plus my team and also our partners, which are the teams that come together to build and deliver a very special wedding day for our clients. Every one of those skill sets brings something to the table to make it unique.
Absolutely. And I can only imagine, you know, that everything has its own, everything is exists in silos and there's all these parts of the puzzle. And if mm-hmm. one thing is not right, the whole thing breaks down. So it's really a whole team and
correct.
That's coming together to execute that special day and make it an incredible production, but everything has to be seamless. And that's where a coordinator is so important.
Well, the plan starts with the big picture, if you like, with all of the puzzle pieces already put into place. And depending on the client's budget, the client's vision for their day, that's when we start to build the puzzle with the suppliers, the vendors, and obviously the venue, which yep. fits in with the vision of the client's day. Right. There is not one size that fits all. Every particular client is unique and their day is different. So every build, and every delivery day is as unique as the client themselves. So we don't do cookie cutter. There are no cookie cutters around here. We threw those out a long time ago. So it's basically a total build from the ground up, immersing the vision of the clients as the forefront of everything we do to bring it to the big day. And there's a lot of logistics, admin, background, back of house that goes into before we get to the day. And we get to see the glorious faces of the happy couple when they realize their vision, which we may have been talking about 18 months or so. Mind you, we have turned around full weddings with over 25, 30 suppliers across 4 venues in 4 weeks as well. So that's doable. Not ideal.
Stress.
But it is, no such thing as stress. But the reality is we thrive on those engagements with our clients, because at the end of the day, when we see it all come together, we know that we've done everything we can to deliver a client's vision. And that's really what we're here to do. It takes a lot of time, a lot of commitment by a collaborative team. And I think that's the really important thing. If you've got a truly collaborative team that really has at the forefront the client's vision as the end goal, then we usually are pretty well good along the build journey, if you like.
Fantastic. I mean, it seems so exciting, and I know that you've been extremely busy up till now, but unfortunately things have changed.
Well, we've been unfortunately, things have changed, not just for this industry, but just about every industry, except obviously for essential services.
Yep.
Mind you, I consider this an essential service, but probably not as essential as some others. Yeah. But the reality is, the global pandemic has impacted our industry in quite a devastating manner. We, of course, at the beginning of the year, we had the travesty of the fire season. And then we had the poor air quality, and there for a number of reasons, such as venues burning down, not being able to access venues, which might have been destination from Sydney or wherever the capital city was, we were precluded from entering. So that meant that we were starting to postpone weddings from January.
Is that right?
For different reasons, of course, but nobody could have possibly imagined what was just around the corner in March. And since then, we have postponed, well, I personally have postponed 26 weddings.
Wow.
Which, the postponement management is just as tricky as actually the build, because what we're trying to do is preserve financial credits, obviously, for our clients, and maintain stable relationship with the existing portfolio of suppliers, vendors, and venues. So once we get all that together, then we have to look about and we have to be very careful strategically moving forward about how we reactivate the rescheduling of the weddings, because at the moment we are in limbo. We do not know what's going to happen in terms of government and health restrictions, which at the moment are quite significant, and I'll touch on that in a little bit about a pivot to a wedding day that can actually make the day still deliverable and beautiful under the current government and health restrictions. So when we're talking about rescheduling, I really advise and caution our clients from getting too excited about news that, the rollback could be happening any day, because the reality is, with any pipeline, there is going to be a capacity issue when we start to ramp up again. And then we're going to have another issue, which is congestion within that capacity. So it's going to be really, really quite a process to actually reinstall and reschedule these weddings across weddings that are actually now, we're getting inquiries about moving forward for next year anyway. So you've got really a stumbling block in terms of these two different points of entry, or re-entry and entry, really meeting up. So we're going to have to manage that very carefully, because once again, I come back to capacity. If you don't have capacity, we're not able to deliver. So it's really important we keep those conduits open. I'm talking continuously with suppliers, vendors, and venues about where they're currently at, And we're obviously trying to manage a movement forward that is going to be sustainable, but is also going to be appropriate, because there's nothing worse than resetting or rescheduling a wedding day and we have to postpone again. Yeah, so we're trying to avoid that by being slightly cautious and really kind of watching the pulse of where these government and health restrictions are moving us, because that's going to inform really all of our pathways forward. Mm-hmm. We can't jump the gun too early. Mm-hmm. Because really we don't want to get people's hopes up, i.e. the clients, that yes, this will roll out. That would be just a travesty as far as I'm concerned. The devastation emotionally that's already been inflicted upon not only the couples, but their families, their wedding parties, their friends. The anticipation has been building for a very long time, and unfortunately to have that hit like a lead balloon is just been really awful.
Yeah. Crushing.
It's crushing, absolutely, because it's one of the most exciting times in a couple's life. And sharing that joy and the celebration of the day is the culmination of a lot of work. And while, you know, a couple may hire us, a wedding planning service or styling service, they do invest a great deal from themselves. And obviously that is something that is very emotionally driven. Mm-hmm. And so therefore, when we are having to make very serious decisions around postponement, cancelling, rescheduling, we have to be incredibly sensitive to the impacts that they have on the end person, which is the client. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I want to actually just touch on that for a second. I mean, if someone has a wedding plan in the next 3 to 6 months,
yes,
and they come to you, what do you tell them?
Okay, 3 months, I would be saying, particularly if it's quite a sizable wedding, the average wedding in Sydney is around 80 to 120 guests. I don't know of any venue that's going to be able to accommodate that in the next 3 months. As I say, go back to what I'm talking about in a reset mode. There's going to be pipelines, there's going to be capacity, there's going to be, you know, saturation points. So we're really going to have to look very carefully at that. So if somebody came to me and said, I haven't done anything about my booking yet, I would be surprised that the venue would not have contacted them anyway. Mm-hmm. To have a chat about which way they're thinking they might wish to go. Yeah. 3 months for 120 guests, I would be saying, let's look at postponing if at all possible. Yep. Or alternatively, and this is not for anybody, everybody, that's for sure, what we've come up with is a live streaming opportunity under the current health and government restrictions, which will allow the wedding to take place. We will come in and set it up under the government restrictions, which means we can only come in as suppliers and service personnel and set up 2x2. So there's no more than two in the space. Yep. As part of the setup. Yep. Then the whole of the space is set up with the beautiful arbors and the tables and the champagne table and the cake table and the chairs and all the sashes and the ribboning and the whole thing. So it's a complete wedding set ready for the five persons to arrive into space, which is the five people permitted currently. Yep. Under the government and health regulations, which is the celebrant, the couple, and two witnesses.
Wow.
And they all must be in the same space at the time of the proclamation of marriage.
Right.
So the marriage would take place. We have a mobile production unit which will live stream into all of your wedding guests, so that they can, with a private access code, they will log in and they can be part of your day live from the action wherever the wedding space may be.
Okay.
Now, with restrictions on travel as well, we're in the rollout, we're suggesting that we limit the venue spaces to either CBD or CBD surrounds.
Right.
And fortunately, in Sydney, we are spoilt for choice in terms of the magnificent parklands, waterways,
yeah,
woodlands, beaches, etc., that we have as part of a selection process. So something that would fit with most people's style on their day. Now, that, as I say, this is not for everybody, but it is completely doable. I've actually spoken with New South Wales Health. I've also spoken with the police department about how we would actually activate a day. And with any day, there's always a master timeline and run sheet, which happens to be the full scheduling of the day, which shows who, what, where, and why at any given time. So it clearly illustrates to all the powers that be that none of the restrictions are being contravened at any period of time from setup, delivery and pack down. With the remote mobile unit, he is off-site and we have our own power source and Wi-Fi as well, so we don't need to be concerned about if we're in, say, Royal Botanic Gardens or Centennial Parklands or on a beach or so forth, that we're having to, you know, scramble around with cables for power and so forth. Yeah. It's a fully self-contained unit, which really is the beauty of this particular particular package. And it's all-inclusive, the package from Celebrant, all of the ceremony styling, the planning, the all the decors, the florals, the media, photographer, and the production company as well. So it's basically self-contained. All you have to do is give us a ring. Let's chat through the style. Let's talk color palettes. Let's talk about when, where. The only other thing that will have to be activated, because we can't put that into a package because it's a personal selection of the clients, is the space. Yeah. Now, most ceremony spaces will have require permits from the regulatory authorities, which, of course, there for each particular space, there's a number of authorities, yeah, you know, whether it's Sydney Foreshores or it's Royal Botanic Gardens or Moore Park Trust. So that application would have to be made individually and purposefully for a particular day. I can tell everybody that currently the cost of the permits are significantly reduced. So there's another positive that there we can go. Talk about. Yeah. Anything. And the other thing with this concept as well, Darren, is that, you know, significant amount of monies are being spent on weddings. And I understand that. And it's for good reason, because this is an incredibly memorable day and you want it to be your way. But if you choose to go with an option like this, the significant saving you can either put into a deposit on your home, if you already own your own home, lucky you, yeah, and maybe have, you know, the honeymoon of a lifetime at some later date, once the world reactivates to the way it used to be, which, of course, by the way, we talk about pipelines, we talk about congestions, we talk about capacity, the rollout and reset to all of the allied industries that, you know, we usually rely on for transport, travel, etc. That's going to take some time to, you know, get up to speed again as well. So this is a viable option for people who would really want to go ahead with a wedding now, but they still want to have every single wedding guest, no matter where the wedding guest is in the world. They don't have to be in Australia. They can be in Italy. They can be in London. They can be in the United States, wherever. They all can private access, link in, and be part of your day, seeing it all live from wherever they are and from wherever you are.
Well done. Well, I must say that is incredible innovation and creativity. And I commend you on coming up with something that's so exciting and so new. I mean, what led you to that, making that, building that whole production, that whole system?
Well, obviously, you know, most weddings are videoed, but the wedding video is quite a production in itself. Mm. Occasionally there's live streaming, you know, people do Zoom and all those sorts of things. And that's great. I mean, Zoom is a fabulous platform. Mm. But the reality is that when we're dealing with a day like this, which is usually is probably going to be outdoors, we need to have a proper production, company that's set up to handle any of the technical faults that we already had earlier this morning before we
had some technical issues.
We did. So basically, we're kind of negating any of the handheld live streaming. The other side of this is there's the opportunity within this too is for the guests, no matter where they're located, is to virtually link in to the ceremony themselves.
Right. Wow.
Yeah. So it's we're just about to do a test run on it. We've done quite a few simulators and they work beautifully. I'm very proud of every partner I have in this, which is, you know, it's sourced from only the very best suppliers and vendors in Sydney who know their craft very well and they know what needs to happen to deliver a day like this, where the day still seems as if it's been the biggest wedding day that you could ever have in your life. So I'm very proud of that team. And that includes obviously Lux Unforgettable Events team, mind you, a skeleton team at the moment, Butcher's Daughter.
Yep.
We have the celebrant is Chrissy McDiamond, who is, just a fantastic, personable, charming celebrant and one of the loveliest people that you'll ever meet, and creates the most romantically personable ceremonies that I've ever heard. And I've heard a lot. Yeah. We also have Tony Potts weddings photography, and of course Tony needs no introduction. He is world renowned and has experience that, you know, I could only dream of, quite frankly, in his field. So and on the production side, we have a real talent in Joe Ward, who has got the most amazing skill set as well as fantastic ideas, and really knows how to bring what we need to bring to that day to make sure that everybody who links in feels like they're in that space with that couple on the day.
Incredible. And I mean, obviously this is a different setup altogether and a different planning process to a traditional wedding.
Yes.
How long do you think something like this would take to set up?
Basically, with any planning, the principles are pretty similar. Okay. But because we already have all the framework in place, apart from obviously the space, which of course is an individual choice, the planning from this side, I could probably put together in about 10 hours. Wow. And that would be inclusive of all of the elements that will, you know, be active on the day. The only issue is that we need to remember is that with capacity, once again, I know that's a really boring word, but we really need to think about capacity, is that if the space is available that the particular couple want, and given that, you know, we're not really constrained at the moment to having weddings on Saturdays or Sundays. We can have it any day of the week.
Any time.
Most of the time. So the only thing that, you know, we'd have to consider is weather. But within any planning process, there's always a wet weather alternative that I build into the master timeline and run sheet for the day. So that would be thoroughly discussed and addressed should it be a slight adjustment of date, or it's moved from one location to another that has wet weather capacity on the day. So all of that is part of a build as well, and that would be discussed with the couple as to how they feel about it and what they particularly want. Obviously, we do lots of forecasting weather-wise as well, so that we know exactly what we're going to be dealing with on a particular day. So that's the other side of it. So with all of these elements and on the day, permits are usually across 2 or 3 or maximum of 4 hours in a particular space. Right. We would be able to set up, deliver, and be packed down and be out of the space within 3 hours.
Wow.
And this particular live streaming would be live streamed for approximately an hour. So that's the entrance, the full ceremony, the proclamations, the celebrations, the cake cutting, the toasting of the champagne, which we hope everybody at home, all the wedding guests at home, will have dressed up to whatever the style is. Absolutely. And set up a beautiful table, social distancing, of course, with, you've got your, you know, family and friends with you, or even if you're on your own, get dressed up, put out a bottle of champagne, make a cocktail, and at the toasting time, we'll be able to capture everybody from wherever they are. Fantastic. In the space, congratulating the newlyweds, which I think is, and that all, by the way, is video, the whole thing from start to finish, and then that is given to the bride and groom or couple at the end of this, at the end of the ceremony. Gotcha. So they walk away with that day.
Fantastic. And will you go and then produce that video into an end product, or how will you?
It's a full 1 hour capture in this instance. Yep. If there is to be an edited or creative edit, if you like, then that's additional to the package.
Gotcha.
Because that obviously, then we need an editing suite, and that can't be done in 5 minutes, because that's very much, as you know, part of the creative process. So, but basically it's the full capture of the setup, if you like, the full ceremony, which will be approximately just under probably 60 minutes live streaming. Yep. And then, not that anybody wants to see a pack down, but you can have that too if you want. But we're in and out there pretty quickly, I can assure
you. What's amazing is you can extend this to live streaming on Facebook, live streaming on YouTube, live streaming on Instagram.
There's capacity there to have it across many platforms, and obviously we'll be chatting with the clients about what platforms they would like to see the application applicable to. But the main thing is, I think that this has application long after all of this is finally, you know, resolved, and we hope it's sooner rather than later, of course. But the reality is this will address some of the future issues and current issues and past issues where clients have wanted to have, you know, elderly grandparents or people who have health conditions or mobility issues that that can't easily transport that well, and there's a great deal of sadness around them not being involved. Well, this is the answer to that problem. They can link in, live stream it to the people who cannot be present physically on the day in your spaces, wherever and whenever your wedding is, because this is always a consideration, and it's one of the big discussion points we have when we start planning with a client, is that their guest list, their mobility, their access, the cost. And of course, some of the costs, particularly if we've got a lot of guests coming from overseas, and sadly, most of the weddings I have had to postpone this year, 80% of the guest list were from overseas.
Wow.
So the cost saving there, not to mention the disappointment, which I think is sometimes just as big as the cost saving, although of course costs are costs, they're tangibles. Yeah. But the reality is it will save a great deal of disappointment. And I can assure you on the day, we will not be having technical problems.
But what's amazing to me is that, you know, obviously this time has forced us to be extremely innovative.
Sorry, I'm just putting my glasses on here.
This time now has forced us to be creative and think outside the box. And we're all coming up with different solutions and ideas that will extend after things, you know, go back to potential normal, but we'll have a whole new set of behavior. And so these are extra services.
I think that, you know, that's the silver lining. If, you know, if we really want it, we do need to look for a silver lining. It has forced us all to become a little creative, a little, we really have had to pivot the way we look at our businesses. Otherwise, you know, there's no point just sitting around and waiting until the whole thing has passed. I think the more proactive, the more collaborative, and certainly the more collegiate in terms of the support that we can actually provide to each other, regardless of whether it's another planner or a photographer, you know, a prop hire company, a wedding hire furniture company. We all need support, and, you know, need to understand that, you know, we're all going through the same thing. But obviously, if we can pivot our businesses and integrate with the suppliers and vendors, not necessarily all venues, but as many as we possibly can, then there's an ability to keep some buoyancy going through this really, really quite challenging and desperate time.
Wow. And how has this been accepted or received by a lot of the suppliers and people that you work with? Are you all loving the idea?
Basically, we're rolling this out on your show today.
Yeah, oh, wow. I feel very honored.
But, you know, the reality is it was born out of existing clients who we have postponed their weddings and just starting to really kind of brainstorm what other options may appeal to them and what they may consider. And we've got a couple that are considering doing this now. They're having a chat with their families and friends at the moment to see whether or not, because it's a bit, it is a big shift for them as well, because they're envisaging this day and then all of a sudden they can't even see that day anymore. It's gone away. Now we're providing an option for them to consider it. As I said at the top of the program, this is not for every couple, but for couples who choose to move forward now and really, you know, want to celebrate and bring the joy and some overwhelming positivity to a really challenging time, we know is going to have a huge reset just for those people as they travel through this crisis that we're all traveling through.
That's right.
Yeah.
What a fantastic story that they can then go and tell their families back
in, is a great story.
You know, in 20, 30, 40 years time and say, this is how we got married because it was the time of COVID-19.
Correct.
This is what was happening. So this is what we did. And what a great story.
And it's, you know, I mean, it's like my grandmother used to tell me stories of when people used to get married during, you know, the Second World War and, you know, post generations and so forth. And they're great stories that, you know, every time they're told, whether it be myself or now my daughter, they just don't lose that emotional grip that, you know, brings to it. So I think there is, I mean, that's another side to it, but because the story has longevity, the story will last, obviously, their lives. And they'll love to tell it because it is a different day, very, very definitely. But if we do it correctly and it'll be just as beautiful in the space, and quite frankly, we really know that everybody who's linking in will feel they are there in that space on that day and are able to process and be part of the complete celebration of the day.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm just thinking outside the box, you know, it might be totally crazy, but this might even extend to couples getting married where the couple themselves are in two different locations.
No, we can't do that.
Can't do that?
Legally, you can't do that yet. Unfortunately, for a marriage proclamation to be activated, and I'm not a celebrant, but the celebrants will tell you, under law, the celebrant, the party, the couple that are being married, and the witnesses must all be in the same space and sign at the same time.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. When, by the way, we'll be having social distancing through that. The tables will be set up accordingly. I've got a plan already, a blueprint for the set out of the layout, so there is social distancing meterage built into the plan. There's even individual pens for everyone to sign the wedding certificate with. So we've gone into quite a bit of detail if that's the sort of opportunity somebody would like to discuss with us. We'd love to chat with them and let's get it going because it's a fabulous opportunity. And I just know it's going to translate beautifully to the screen as well.
Oh, I think absolutely. You know, it's a new way of doing things. It's cutting edge. It's exciting. It's a great story to tell. I think it's a fantastic idea. And I think you know, kudos to you for such creativity and innovation and partnering with all the right people and the right suppliers to get something like this up and running so quickly.
We are very fortunate that we work with some of the most talented, experienced, creative, professional, and dare I say, just downright all round great people. That's our blessing. I don't know that I would change it for anything at all because, you know, it's not to say that we work with the same teams all the time because every day is a unique build. But, the pool of talent we have in Australia across the industry is extraordinary. So we ask for the choice, not only on beautiful spaces to consider in this opportunity, but in terms of the broad depth of talent that we have to actually be part of the build and delivery of a very special live streaming wedding day.
Yeah. And this, obviously, you can do this all around Australia. As long as those five people are in the same place, it
Correct.
Can be any state.
Except to say right at the moment with travel restrictions, yes. But as restrictions are rolled back, and of course we don't know when that's going to be. I know there's a lot of chatter at the moment about gearing up for the strategic plan to wheel us out of this position that we're all in at the moment. But that's not going to happen overnight. Mm. And there's going to have to be a number of real considerations from government, health, and other perspectives that will have to be in the plan before any repeal comes to any restriction. So, we're basically working with what we have at the moment, which is taking a pragmatic but creative approach to it.
Fantastic, Kerry. I'm very, very impressed. That's what a great idea, and I'm very honoured that you're launching this on my show today.
Well, I knew we were going to have a chat at some stage. I'd love to be able to say, go to the website and you'll see it all on our page right now. Unfortunately, that will be up either later today or tomorrow. We did have some technical difficulties because, as we all know, everybody is online at the moment.
Right, yeah.
Coming back a word, that word, which I'm going to hate to be saying at the end of the year, but capacity. I think that, the internet is literally reached its capacity. It's overloaded. And that's why we're all experiencing some technical faults at the moment.
Yeah.
But the beauty of having this external resource in terms of the mobile unit, we won't be experiencing those difficulties in this particular rollout.
Oh, no. I'm sure that, something like this will be tested and absolutely examined to the nth degree before you launch, and it will run smooth as silk.
I don't know if you've ever seen one of my master timeline and run sheets, but there's not a second that is not accounted for during the course of the day. And some of our days, I mean, obviously not now, but when we've got very, very large weddings or even intimate weddings, but have a lot of elements and a lot of moving parts to it, you know, sometimes we'll start setting up at 3:30 a.m. in the morning in one space, which is usually the reception space, and then we'll go to the ceremony space at about 10 and we'll start setting up there and we'll continue to set up. And this is for a wedding that's not until 5 o'clock. So, but come pack down at 1 a.m. the next morning. Some of the team have been going nearly 24 hours.
Wow. And what's the smallest wedding you've done and what's the largest wedding you've done in terms of numbers?
In terms of numbers, our largest would be 560. That's not the largest event I've ever done, but that's the largest wedding. And the smallest is the couples and their witnesses.
Fantastic.
And, you know, they're all uniquely beautiful. It doesn't really matter because the day is about what they envisage for themselves, not what, you know, they've seen on Pinterest or Instagram. That's somebody else's vision. Yep. Certainly we can take the collective of the vision that they like and create their own day, but it's got to be unique to them. So it doesn't matter if it's just the couple and their witnesses or 500 of their nearest and dearest, it's always beautiful and unique.
Well done, well done. So is there anything that you want to leave people that are planning their wedding with right now? Anything that you want them to think about? And
yes, I'd love people when they're actually going to contact a wedding planning service or a wedding planner or a stylist or any supplier of that matter, sending an email saying, how much does a wedding planning service cost? Well, that's like asking me, how long is a piece of string? What I need to know to be able to even sit down and start to cost a planning and delivery component service is I need to know dates, venues, how many venues are involved? How many guests are involved? What's the look and the style? Is it minimalist or is it over the top? Because all these particular elements will inform the cost. So there is absolutely no one set that fits all. It is unique. The costing is as unique as the build and the delivery, as that is unique to the couple. So when I do get a lot of those sorts of emails, you know, can you send me, you know, tell me how much it costs for a wedding? Well, I'm like, well, I need to know, what does this look like? So that would be really helpful. And that also gets things moving a lot quicker than, you know, emailing back and forth and trying to get to the crux of what this day is going to look like. And sometimes we have to help them along the way of articulating what this day looks like as well. Yeah. And we do all sorts of things to assist with that. We do vision boards and mood boards and color palette boards and venue boards. And there's all sorts of things that we can do to assist the clients to get to the realization of what this looks like.
Fantastic. And I can only assume that the name of your company, Lux, came from luxury. Is that correct?
Where did you get that name from? The backstory is that my dear mother, who's recently passed, it'll be her anniversary of passing on the 24th. She always used to say to me, Kerry, why are you working for other companies, or why don't you start your own company? And I was working for another planning service, an event service at the time when she passed away. And I was coming home from at about 3 o'clock in the morning, and as one does at 3 o'clock in the morning after delivering another beautiful day. And on the radio came Mum's favorite song, which is Unforgettable by Nat King Cole.
Oh yes.
And it was like, okay, that's it, have to do it. Unforgettable events, of course. Lux is kind of, it's a positioning statement as it relates to it. But we see Lux being something that is a little bit ephemeral, but it appeals to people's sense of where they want to see their personal day being positioned. And Lux can apply to, as I say, a couple plus their witnesses or the most over-the-top avant-garde wedding ever. There is no particular application to Lux. Every wedding for us is Lux.
Is Lux. Oh, fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Kerry. I think that's really innovative and incredibly creative of you and your team to come up with something like this so quickly. And, you know, it's so easy for an industry like this to just sit and say, all right, we can't do anything. Let's just twiddle our thumbs and wait. But no, you've said, no, we're going to do something about this. We're going to create something new. We're going to be innovative. And we're going to lead the industry. And I really, you know, I think that's kudos to you. I think that's a fantastic initiative.
Thank you, Darren. And after this, I've also got a jigsaw puzzle that is sitting waiting for me.
There you go.
A little bit of work, a little bit of play. So, but look, I've really appreciated the opportunity to speak with you, and obviously we hope that what we've had to say today has been informative. And if anyone wants to get in touch with us and just even, you know, just chat about what their preferences are, what their day may look like. And if, you know, people who are newly engaged and haven't even set a date or even started to think about the planning process, now's a good time, because we've got lots of time to be able to sit with you, not physically, obviously, euphemistically, that is, and really chat through the details and come up with something really special. Or alternatively, if you want to move ahead, we could turn this around within a very short space of time. As long as it's basically, it cannot be under a month, because obviously there needs to be regulatory processes that are observed in terms of the lodging of papers by the celebrant on the couple's behalf. So it would be a minimum month turnaround.
Well, there you have it, everybody. Kerry and her team from Lux Unforgettable Events. If you're looking for a traditional wedding, talk to Kerry. But if you're looking for something new and innovative and a great story that you can tell your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren, Kerry's got something for you as well. So if anybody's interested, talk to Kerry. Just a last, your email again, your website address, Kerry?
Is www.luxunforgettableevents.com.au.
Fantastic. So
I think that we've just lost you. It's my email coming in. Did that come up on the screen then?
I can see you. We're all still here.
Okay, great. Well, thank you, Darren. And I am a devotee of Suspended Animation podcast. So I watch every single one, and every time I'm learning something new every single day, which I think is really important as well.
I really appreciate it. That's what I'm trying to do. Lots of variety and something for everybody.
Well, let's hope this is, you know, this has been something that interests some people.
I hope
and,
so.
And even if it's not a live streaming wedding in the near future, we love to always chat with people about their beautiful days anyway, because even if they decide to go with the planning on their own, there's still some touch points that can be essential in terms of getting the process right. So we're happy to, you know, be as part of it as much as anyone needs, or just even supporting in and on the day coordination at the end of the day, if that's all the couples require.
Fantastic. Well, thank you once again, Kerry. I really appreciate it. And have a lovely rest of the day with a jigsaw puzzle.
Oh, that's not for today.
But all the listeners and viewers out there, thank you so much again for tuning in to Playing With Perspective, the Suspended Animation podcast. Big thank you to Kerry. And we'll see you all very soon on our next episode. Bye for now.
Thank you, Darren. Bye. Take it easy.